the word stout?
Stout.
Would that be the would mean?
It's a nice way of saying a person too fat.
Have you ever heard people use the word stout? Yeah, nice one. Have you ever heard that people use the word stout in describing butter or anything turning bad?
Yeah, in an odor, I've heard it.
You have heard it in an odor?
Uh-huh.
Now, a person who's real easy to get along with, you refer to them as...
Yeah, of course, word comes from word congenial.
Okay. And now, I'm talking about a person, or like a kid who's like sort of all arms and legs and always knocks into anything, you say that person's really...
Yeah, like a boy in a china shop.
And if you were giving a particular adjective to that person, you'd say that he was...
Rowdy. You could say, I don't know.
And if he sort of really couldn't control it, that he just accidentally hit things, he was...
An actual...
like gawky or something.
Gawky, yes, you could say that.
Would you ever use that? Now, a person that, that really keeps making mistakes all the time, who just does everything wrong. Have you ever... heard people talk about that person being a fool.
Yeah.
You heard? Was there ever a thing like you weren't supposed to call?
Yes, fool was a very bad word.
Bad, yeah.
I think it also derived from the fact that it was considered a bad word in the Bible.
Oh yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And of course, so many people lived biblically, you know, and I think so. Yes, it was just a word that was very derogatory.
What about a person who never spends a cent of money? You call him a
tightwad.
And have you ever heard the word, do you ever use the word common in talking about a person?
I can remember this was a designation.
It was.
A person was common.
Mm-hmm.
It was that they, what we would say, uncouth.
Oh, it was uncouth.
Uh-huh.
Now, in talking about like an older person who gets around a lot and really, even though they're old, they're still very active to get around, you'd say that person's really...
Perky.
And like at night, a lot of times children will want a light on in their room because they're...
Well, they're frightened or scared.
Mm-hmm. And if you were talking about somebody and you said, well, now, she isn't frightened now, but when she was a kid, she...
Well, I don't know what you'd say.
Well, okay, here, let me put it another way. Or talking about the old gray mare, you'd say she ain't what she...
Yeah, she ain't what she used to be.
Yeah,
she used to be, yes.
Now, a person that is sort of, well, like if adding up a lot of numbers or something, they keep on making mistakes, you'd say that they were really being... They didn't pay enough attention to what they're doing, you'd say they were being... Or in any situation, like if a person's driving a car and just not really paying enough attention to what they're doing, you say that they were being...
Well, inattentive, but...
Oh, simpler word. Well, I'm thinking of careless.
Careless, yes.
Now, a person who acts very odd, very strange, peculiar, you'd say they act kind of...
Queer.
Yeah. Now, a person who... makes up their mind and nothing can change their mind, you'd say that they're really
bullheaded.
And a person who that you cannot...
Or obstinate.
Yeah, or something like that. You know, a person that you can't joke with without them losing their temper, you say that they're really...
They have no sense of humor.
And if you were using like an adjective to describe a person like that, you'd say that person was a... was
with no sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Like easily offended, like touchy?
Touchy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, a person who is touchy, and then if somebody was joking with them, they might get